Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with the now repaired transformer in his neighborhood, Thomas Frank Carr. We know him as T. Frank. Everyone survived the transformer issue last week, T. Frank?
Not everybody. Not everybody. That poor squirrel didn't survive, but all the humans survived. That's the good news.
All right. I hope, poor squirrel, I hope that didn't take you out of power for too long last week. We tried to survive Ask T. Frank without you. I'm sure our listeners will be happy you will be returning for this week's edition, which will be a little bit later today. Also, this is a big week. It's the early signing period. Want to give everyone a heads up. We are recording prior to those signatures coming in. Now, we don't expect any surprises, do we, T. Frank?
I hope not. Some of the conversation, and this is just seeing what happened last week, Andre Roy, tackle from St. Francis, was offered by USC. He went out and took a visit. That's the only change there's been anywhere as far as this recruiting class in particular. But taking a visit, seeing and hearing people out doesn't mean necessarily anyone's flipping. It's just the latest news that came out last week and a little bit of a late development with Lincoln Riley being there at USC. So something to monitor, but I'm not getting any sort of word that it's something you should be seriously concerned about if you're a Penn State fan.
All right. And again, listeners, you may know better than we do at this point. Let's start with this, T. Frank. Overall, a really good class. Your thoughts on it, on the class as a whole?
Well, let's start with the offensive line with Andre Roy. Four tackles necessarily in this class. So that is, if Penn State football fans are worried about the running game, they're worried about the offensive line. I think this is pretty clear that Penn State feels the same way you do about their depth and their talent along the offensive line. So headlined by a guy, Drew Shelton, out of Downingtown West. I want to make sure I got that right. Downingtown West. He is a super athlete. I love watching his film. He's everything I like in a football player. Then you've got Malik McNeil on the other side of the spectrum, 6'8", 340 pounds, gigantic football player. Roy, another guy in the class just insanely long, toolsy football player, 6'6", gigantic wingspan. They've got a couple other guys in the class that are offensive linemen, including J.B. Nelson, who is from Lackawanna Community College. I put out on Twitter yesterday a comparison of what he looked like in the spring versus what he looked like now. We can get into his story in a little bit, but I think he might be a secret superstar in this class. Of when I watched his film last spring when he was in his first season at Lackawanna, in a COVID-shifted 2021 spring season, I was very impressed with most of what he did. So the offensive line, I think that's a great place to start. They've got, I think, some good talent and a diverse set of skills at that particular position. And they were still trying to get more. All the way up into the end, they were trying to get a fourth tackle in this class. So Penn State is aggressively addressing that particular position with Phil Trautwine in as the offensive line coach.
I'm glad you brought up the offensive line. Let's start there. Let's start with J.B. Nelson and Tyrese Mill. Nelson is the offensive lineman from Lackawanna. Tyrese Mill, a safety from Lackawanna. Yep. Now, if we go by history, Tyrese Mills will end up being a great safety, and J.B. Nelson will be a disappointing offensive lineman. That's been pretty much right. The Lackawanna history. That's an unfair assessment on my part, using history to predict these players. Sounds like you're really high on J.B. Nelson.
Yeah, so when I watched his film in the spring, and this is the background, is that J.B. Nelson, coming out of high school, could not weightlift and weight train because of COVID-19, because everything was shut down. So he could not get into a weightlifting program at Lackawanna. And, just as a guy who naturally is big, he put on some bad weight. So when he played his first season in Lackawanna, you had to kind of look through that to see what he was on the football field. But what I saw at that level, you know, against fair competition, I think Lackawanna plays in a good league, he was three quarters of a dominant football player. I've been saying that a lot lately, of like, there was just that one ingredient missing. Great technique, super long arms, powerful, just really, really powerful. But he struggled to finish plays, and he struggled to get out of maybe the first two or three steps from an athletic perspective. But after the spring season, he started hitting the weight room hard. And you can see the other day on Twitter when I put out the comparison, he said he replied to it and said, "Yes, sir, I lost 30 pounds." So he lost 30 pounds of bad weight and has already transformed his body to be what I think is an ideal positional size for that Penn State offensive line. He played tackle at Lackawanna. He's going to be a guard at Penn State. And that sort of length, power, strength, and pad level, I'm very excited to watch that football player play football, because I think he's got a very bright future. So that's where I'd start with the transfers. And then Tyrese Mills, just in general, safeties can be a bit difficult to scout, because a lot of times he was playing deep free safety during the spring season at Lackawanna. So he's got the range and the movement skills to be a free safety, which means he's got a lot of position flexibility on the back end.
In talking about Nelson, you're obviously pretty high on him. Is he a guy who could step right in and play in 22?
I'm always hesitant to say step right in and play, because that means he has to beat somebody out, which, if you've watched Penn State offensive line, shouldn't be something that is outside of his realm. But you never know. And I don't ever want to overshoot the expectations. I'd rather undersell, because I think that's fair to the football player to not place too much expectation on a guy. But yes, physically, he's a mature football player, and that learning curve shouldn't be too hard. But then it just becomes the integration of the offensive line. Where does Penn State see him? I think he's a right guard, but you know, the depth chart, how does it shake out? Salim Wormley, obviously, coming back is going to be a big part of the picture on that offensive line. And where do they see a couple of their younger guys, like Landon Tangwall? Where is his future along the line? So just a couple things that could work one way or the other. I don't know the answer to yet. So I would say yes, he's absolutely going to figure into the two deep, in my opinion. But starter, there's a lot of things that can just, outside of his own ability and control, can change.
Well, even the two deep would be good for someone coming in as a first-year player. I believe what happens a lot with offensive linemen is, are they physically ready when they first step on campus? There's a difference with a junior college guy than a kid straight out of high school. Which leads me just to the question on Malik McNeil, who you mentioned. 6'8", 340 pounds is the way I see him listed. I haven't seen him at all. When you just hear that size, you think, what are we getting here? Is he athletic? Is that weight, is it good weight, bad weight? At 6'8", how does that 340 pounds, where is that on his body?
So it's been a bit of a journey for him. And again, he missed his junior season playing in New England, where he did not play his junior season. But during that time, all the film that I saw of him and all of the practice reps and everything he was doing, he was clearly focusing on being a better athlete. So I think he used that time well to transform his body. He came out and was very athletic his senior season. Now, athleticism in general, when you define it just as one word, can be a bit misleading. Linear speed, he's very good. I think the part that I want to see a little bit more of, at 6'8", there's a little bit of sluggishness in a lateral sense, which is really important for a guy that size who's going to be a tackle. I don't see him as transitioning to the inside whatsoever. He is a tackle only. I would say, not that there's a huge difference, but he is a right tackle only. So it is just much more of a narrow fit for him, in my opinion, of a guy that it has to play on that side and has to play as well, or close to as well as, the left tackle in pass protection. That would be my concern about him. But a nasty run blocker. He wants to dominate. And then he's got There's plays on tape. I saw one this year just of kind of watching some of his highlights, haven't dug into everything of his senior season, but he's out there. He's the punter for his school, and then he's you know, on punt coverage and laying dudes out. So he can move. I want to know how he's progressed from that lateral agility perspective going forward. That'd be my concern.
6'8", 340-pound punter, you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see that. I'm sorry. I want to see that. All right. You talked about his athleticism. I'm going to use that as a segue to my next question. Depending on which service you're looking at that rates these players, one of them has up to 5 players on this recruiting class listed as athletes, which essentially means they're about 6'190" or so, with the potential to play wide receiver or defensive back. Tell us about these guys. Tell me about what skill set would make you a receiver versus a defensive back, more so than just, well, you better have good hands if you're the wide receiver.
So let's list those guys. And these are according to On3. Mekhi Flowers, 6'185". I think he is going to figure in as a safety for Penn State. Trying to look at a couple of the other guys. Christian Driver, son of Donald Driver. He wants to play receiver. Penn State is really, and not so subtly, with Terry Smith going to visit him in Texas for his official visit in the visiting period before early signing day, sending him instead of Taylor Stubblefield. They really want him to play safety. I'd like to see him get a chance at receiver because I loved watching his dad play, and he looks a lot like him on the football field. So his film is good either way. Either way, he's going to be a football player. They've got a couple of other guys in that sense as well. When you're looking at Amari Evans, he is plays quarterback in high school. He's going to be a receiver at Penn State, 6'170". So there's a little bit of projection with some of these guys. And they've got a couple when it comes to that particular position that can be either safeties or receivers. And how that breaks out is going to determine a lot of this class as far as where those guys play. KJ Winston is a safety only, in my opinion, from DeMatha Catholic, and I'm very excited about him as a big physical box safety who has good range, super instincts, super intelligence. I really think it's only a couple of guys that have the positional flexibility we're talking about between Flowers, who is going to be a safety, in my opinion, and then Driver, which is really the one that can go either way. The rest of the guys, I think at this point, have a pretty firm designation of where they're going to be when they get to the next level.
Real quickly, what skill set are you looking for to make that determination, DB versus receiver?
That's a great question, because to be great at football, you need either. You need all of the tools. It's very similar. If I had to say, if you lack top-end speed, it's hard to be a true difference maker at receiver. You can find a role on defense at safety. And that would be where I'd say Christian Driver. What's his top-end speed? I think it's good. But is he a difference-maker receiver with all the guys they're bringing in that do have legit speed?
Very good, T. Frank. We're going to continue this conversation on the 22 recruiting class. Stick around for that.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.